This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Both the Houses of Parliament were today adjourned for the day following ruckus by the opposition, making accusations against Union Home Minister Amit Shah of insulting Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. In the Lok Sabha, when the House reassembled after the adjournment at 2 p.m., the presiding officer disallowed the adjournment notices moved by the opposition members over the various issues. Opposition party MPs were raising slogans against the remarks of Mr. Shah, demanding his apology. Amid din, the presiding officer adjourned the House for the day. Similar issue also rocked the Rajya Sabha proceedings when the House assembled after the adjournment at 2 p.m. Opposition MPs started sloganeering against the remarks of the Union Home Minister on Dr. Ambedkar. Amid pandemonium, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar adjourned the House for the day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today hit back at Congress over its allegation against the Union Home Minister on his remarks on Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, saying Amit Shah has exposed the Congress's dark history of insulting the architect of the Indian Constitution. He alleged that Congress is clearly stung and stunned by the facts Mr. Shah presented, which is why it is now indulging in theatrics. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval held talks with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Beijing today to discuss key bilateral issues. These included the management of peace and tranquility along the line of actual control LSE and the restoration of bilateral ties, which have been frozen for over 4 years due to the military standoff in eastern Ladakh. Mr. Doval, leading the Indian delegation, arrived in Beijing yesterday to participate in the 23rd round of the special representatives' talks, which resumed after a 5-year hiatus. Election Commission is holding a meeting to review poll preparedness for the upcoming Delhi Legislative Assembly elections. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar is presiding the meeting, along with Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar, Commissioner Dr. Sandhu, and enforcement agencies. In Assam, the special task force arrested 8 suspected militants allegedly linked to the banned group Jamaatul Mujahideen JELM in Dhubri and Kokrajhar districts in the wee hours today. Official sources said the arrests were made in 2 separate locations. All of them are taken to Guwahati for further investigations. The government today dismissed media reports claiming that passengers will be allowed to travel free of cost during the Mahakumbh Mela. In a statement, the Ministry of Railways said that Indian Railways categorically denies these reports as they are entirely baseless and misleading. In chess, India's Pranav Venkatesh made history by clinching both the FIDE World Under-18 Youth Rapid and Blitz titles in Slovenia yesterday. The top-seeded Indian Grandmaster from Chennai triumphed in the Rapid category, scoring an impressive 9.5 points to secure the gold medal. Russia's Alexander Kripachenko claimed silver with 9 points, while Ukraine's Roman Pied earned the bronze with 7.5 points. India's star all-rounder Ravichandran Ashwin has announced retirement from international cricket with immediate effect. The 38-year-old veteran made the announcement shortly after the third test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy ended in a draw. Ashwin is India's second-highest wicket-taker in both international and test cricket. He made his test debut for India against the West Indies in Delhi on November 6, 2011. Ashwin will continue to play in T20 tournaments and is set to represent the Chennai Super Kings in the IPL 2025. In cricket, the third test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at the Gabba in Brisbane ended in a dramatic draw as rain played a spoiled sport. India, batting in their second innings, were 8 for no loss when play was halted due to the rains. The visitors needed 267 runs to win at the time, but the weather denied either side a decisive result. Earlier in the day, on day 5, India were all out for 260 in their first innings in response to Australia's 445. In football, Brazil and Real Madrid winger Vinicius Jr. has been crowned the Men's Player of the Year at the FIFA Best Awards held in Doha. And that is the end of this news bulletin.